U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in the neighboring country of Jordan to discuss the ISIS threat and explore ways to contain it all. Our Jim Sciutto is traveling with the secretary. So, Jim, what is Kerry saying about the severity of this crisis right now?
Well, he's saying he's extremely concerned. We just learned tonight that as we arrive in Jordan, those ISIS militants are just 70 miles now from the Jordanian border as they expand the land that they control inside Iraq. Now, as we've met with Secretary Kerry a number of times on this trip, he's been repeating two goals of his diplomacy in the Middle East now. One is to get the message across, not just to the Iraqis, but to Iraq's neighbors, that this is a regional problem. It's not just an Iraqi or a Syrian problem. And the other one is that their focus is on a political solution to this, that to make this problem go away, really, it's not just military action by the U.S. and others, but it's about getting a unified Iraqi government that represents all of the sects inside Iraq, Sunni, Shia, and Kurd, and with great urgency. Here's what Secretary Kerry had to say just in Cairo as he spoke alongside the Egyptian foreign minister earlier today.
No country is safe from that kind of spread of terror. And none of us can afford to leave that entity with a safe haven, which would become a base for terror against anyone and all, not only in the region, but outside of the region as well.
One thing Secretary Kerry says he is not doing is pushing the Shiite Prime Minister of Iraq, Nouri al-Maliki, out. There's been a lot of speculation that as he's lost confidence not only with Iraqi Sunnis and Kurds, but also with international leaders, American leaders, that he might be coming to the region to move him along on his way. He says that's not the focus, that the U.S. is not in the business of choosing or selecting Iraq's leaders. That's up to Iraq. But he did make the point that Iraq needs a leader right now who can unify the country, and that's something it hasn't had in these past several years.
Meantime, a neighbor of Iraq, Iran's supreme leader, coming out today against this U.S. intervention in Iraq, saying Iraq can take care of itself. So U.S. military advisors are set to arrive in Iraq very soon, if only that paperwork would be delivered. How is all of this going to, I guess, work together?
Well, we've been asking about Iran, and it's interesting, as we've spoken to U.S. officials on this trip, they say they're not sure yet what Iran's intentions are inside Iraq. They say that if Iran's intentions are shared, that they also want a unified government that represents all the sects and not just the Shia. Iran, of course, a Shia country. You know, Secretary Kerry has made this point, other U.S. officials, that if Iran's function inside Iraq is purely to help the Shia battle the Sunnis, then the U.S. is not interested. But if they are interested in, along with the U.S. and the other neighbors, of pushing for a more unified representative government, then, you know, that's something that they can talk about. One thing they've also ruled out with Iran is any sort of military coordination on the ground, U.S. forces coordinating with Iranian forces. But they're willing to talk as long as they have a shared goal here.
All right, Jim Sciutto, thanks so much. Traveling with the Secretary.